So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught Yediyas Atumah Shtayim Shehin Arba. One who b'shogeg inadvertently ate kachem or entered the base of Mikdash while he was tamei must bring a carbon oil of a yerid only if it was yesh b'yediyah b'tchila, b'yediyah b'saif, v'helem bein time. He knew of both the Tumah and the Kodesh of Mikdash before and after he committed the Avera, but he forgot only in the interim while he committed the Avera. The Pasuk mentions two forms of Alama, and the Chacham derived another two forms of Alama. As the Gemara Daf Gimel explains, Shtayim, Yediyas Tumas Kodesh, Yediyas Tumas Mikdash, Shein Arba, Kodesh U'Mikdash. The Pasuk mentions Helim Tumah, he forgot that he was Tameh, but he knew that this was Kodeshim or the Beis HaMikdash. And the Chacham derived Helim Kodesh U'Mikdash, he forgot that this was Kodeshim or the Beis HaMikdash, but he knew that he was Tameh. The Mishnah concludes that Helim Kodesh U'Mikdash is actually a Machlokes. Bishmol holds like the Tanakama that Chayav al Helim Tumah, Val Helim Mikdash. One is liable for both Helim Tumah and Helim Mikdash, because the Pasuk states, V'nelem imenu bo tameh ba'ashim, V'nelem imenu bo yodah ba'ashim. V'nelem, V'nelem, shtei pa'amim. The word V'nelem is repeated twice to teach, L'chayiv al Helim Tumah, Val Helim Mikdash. While Reb Eliezer, Reb Kiva both hold, Al Helim Tumah chayiv, V'ein chayiv al Helim Mikdash. One is liable only for Helim Tumah, but not for Helim Mikdash. However, they disagree as to the source for this halacha. Reb Eliezer holds, Ein chayiv al Helim Mikdash, because the Pasuk states, Oy nefesh asher tigeh b'chol dabir tameh. The words sheretz v'nelem imenu teach al helim sheretz chayiv ve'ein chayiv al helim mikdash. One is chayiv only forgot that he touched a sheretz and became tummy, but not if he only forgot the mikdash. While Rabbi Kiva holds ein chayiv al helim mikdash from the following words v'nelem imenu bu tummy. This teaches al helim tumah chayiv ve'ein chayiv al helim mikdash. One is chayiv only if he forgot that he became tummy, but not if he only forgot the mikdash. The Gemara asks, my benai, what's the distinction between Rabbi Yehuda's source and Rabbi Kiva's source? Rabbi Yechanan says, Mashmo is Dershanik Benayu. There's no halachic distinction. The machlekes is only from where this is derived. While Chizkiya says, Sheretz Benevele Kibinayu. There's halachic distinction regarding Helim Tumah, whether the Yedi B'tchila must include the specific source of the Tumah that caused him to become Tumah. According to Rabbi Yehuda's source from the word Sheretz, Be'inan Adiyade Ibi Sheretz Itmi Ibinevele Itmi. He must also know the specific source of Tumah. But if he does not know the specific source of Tumah, it's not considered a Yedi B'tchila and he's Pater. While according to Rabbi Kiva's source from the word Tameh, Le'be'inan Adiyada Ibisheretz et mi'i b'demele et mi. Even if he does not know the specific source of Tumah, but if he knows that it became Tameh, it is considered a Yedi B'tchila and he's Chayiv. There's a similar machlekes regarding Yedi B'seif of a carbon chatas. In the Mishnah Masechtas Krisis, which discusses the case of Chaylev v'noisa lefanav, va'achal echad men b'shogeg ve'en yedea ezimhen. If there was a piece of Chaylev and a piece of Nisa before someone, and he ate one of them b'shogeg, but he does not know which one. Rabbi Eliezer holds his chayiv chatas because manavshach, chaylev achal chayiv, Nisa achal chayiv. He knows that he certainly committed a transgression, whichever he ate. And even though he does not know the specific transgression, he's chayiv because for a karban chatas, a specific yediyah is not required. While Rabbi Shua holds that he is pater because the pasuk states, Oy hoideh lov chatas asher chataba v'hevi es karbanai, atshi yedeh lov chaba ma'chata. He must know of the specific transgression. The Gemara, however, points out that there seems to be a contradiction in the opinions of Rabbi Eliezer. In our Mishnah regarding Yedi B'tchila of a carbon oil of a Yerid, Rabbi Eliezer holds Be'inan Adiyada, Ibisheretz Itmi, Ibnevele Itmi. Specific Yedi is required. While in the Mishnah Masechtas Krisis regarding Yedi B'seif of a carbon chatas, Rabbi Eliezer holds Le'Be'inan Adiyada, a specific Yedi is not required. The Gemara reconciles the two rulings of Rabbi Eliezer and explains that there is indeed a difference between carbon chatas and carbon oil of a Yerid. Regarding carbon chatas, Le'Be'inan Adiyada, because the pasuk there states, "Oyhoide lov chatas asher chataba v'hevias karbanai chet kolshehu." He brings a chatas if he knows that he sinned any sin, even if he does not know which specific avera. However, regarding karbanai l'v'yerid be'inan adiyada, because the pasuk here begins with "Oy nefesh asher tigeh b'chol davar tameh." Why did the pasuk also need to mention "Oy b'niv l'sheretz tameh"? It must be to teach that be'inan adiyada ibesheretz et mi ibenevel et mi. However, Rabbi Kiva in our Mishnah holds that the word sheretz is not superfluous to teach be'inan adiyada, because Aidi deboy lemichtem behemah v'chayil k'derabbi k'siv nami sheretz. Since the pasuk needed to mention behemah v'chayil for Rabbi's drasha, it also mentions sheretz. The Gemara proceeds with a brayse regarding tumas mikdash in which there is a three-way machlekes. Tan rabbanan shnei shevil and echad tamei v'echad tar. There were two roads. One was tamei from a mace that was buried underneath, and one was tar. But it was not known which road was tamei and which one was tar. In the first case, v'halach berishin v'linichnes, b'sheni v'nichnes, chayiv. If after going through both roads, one entered the base of Mikdash, he's obligated to a carbon oil b'yerid. And likewise in the second case, halach berisha benichnas, he's a bishana betavel, ve'achker halach b'sheni benichnas, chayiv. If he went through one road, entered the Beis HaMikdash, and then purified himself with the eif of para, he then went through the other road and again entered the Beis HaMikdash, he's also obligated to a karbonel b'yard. This is the Tanakama's opinion. Reb Shimon Paiter, Reb Shimon says that in the second case he's pater. While Reb Shimon ben Yehuda says that Reb Shimon Paiter b'kulan, Reb Shimon holds that in both cases he is pater. The Gemara first discusses the latter two opinions of Reb Shimon and Reb Shimon ben Yehuda mishum Reb Shimon. Regarding the first case of halach berishna v'lei nichnas, b'sheni v'nichnas, where he went through both roads before entering the Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara asks, "Meman of shach tamehu?" All should agree that he's chayiv because since he knows that he certainly became tameh, there's a yedi b'tchila. Therefore, we must say that the Brayse refers to a case kigun shahalach berishin, u'b'shah shahalach b'sheni shachach shahalach berishin d'havi le'miktzas yedir. He went through the first road, but when he then went through the second road, he forgot that he also went through the first road. Therefore, although he is certainly tameh, he only had a partial yediyah that he was tameh before he entered the Beis HaMikdash, because according to his knowledge, he was only suffik tameh. And the machlekes is as follows. Shimon holds that he's chayiv because amrinan miktzas yediyah kakal yediyah. This partial yediyah is considered a complete yediyah b'tchila. While Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Mishum Reb Shimon holds that he's pater because lo yamrina mixes yediyah kakal yediyah. A partial yediyah is not considered a complete yediyah b'tchila. However, they both agree in the second case, halach berishin benichnas, he's a b'shana b'tavol v'achka halach b'sheni benichnas, pater, because lo yasa safik yediyah ki yediyah. Each time he entered, he was only safik tamei from each road because he became tahar in between, and the safik yediyah is not considered yediyah b'tchila, and he's pater. While the Tanakama holds in the first case, halach berishin b'lei nichnas, b'sheni benichnas chayev, because amrina mixes yediyah kakal yediyah. And the Tanakama holds in the second case, halach berishin benichnas, he's a b'shana b'tavol v'achka halach b'sheni benichnas chayev, for which the Gemara gives two explanations. Riechanan explains that Tanakama holds kan asu safik yediyah ki yediyah. A questionable yediyah is considered a yediyah b'tchila, and therefore he is chayev. While Rish Lakish says that Tanakama is Rabbi Shmuel who holds lebi'in yediyah b'tchila. Even if one had no yediyah b'tchila, he also becomes chayev oyle b'yared. The Gemara proceeds with a contradiction in both Riechanan and Rish Lakish. Here Riechanan holds asu safik yediyah ki yediyah. While Rish Lakish, who does not go with this explanation, seems to hold loy asu safik yediyah ki yediyah. While elsewhere, their opinion seems to be reversed, as the Brisa states, Achal Savik Chelev Anoida, Savik Chelev Anoida. If a person ate one piece of questionable Chelev and became aware of this Savik Avera, and then he ate a second piece of questionable Chelev and became aware of this Savik Avera, there's a machlekes in how many karbanas Asham Tali he must bring. Rebbe says, Keshem Shemevi Chatas Akal Echad Be'echad, Kach Mevi Asham Tali Akal Echad Be'echad. Just as one brings two karbanas Chatas for two Vadi Averas, so too one brings two karbanas Asham Tali for two Savik Averas. Rabbi Shimon says, "Eina mevi ela asham tolu yachad." He brings only one carbon asham tolu for the two sabak averus, because the pasuk states, "Vehevi ayil tamim asher gagas asher shagag." The repeated singular word shagag teaches, "Hatayri ribse shagagis harbe v'asham tolu yachad." He brings only one asham tolu, even for multiple sabak averus. And there's a machlekes Rish Lakish Rabbi Yechanan in Rabbi's opinion. Rish Lakish says, "Kan shana Rabbi yediyas svekas mischalkas lachatayis." Rebbe is saying, just as a Savik Yediyah between two Vadi Averis is considered like a Vadi Yediyah to separate them to create a separate Chiv Chatas for each Vadi Avera, so too a Savik Yediyah between two Savik Averis also creates a separate Chiv Asham Tali for each Savik Avera. Accordingly, Rish Lakish holds also regarding Tomas Mikdash, also Savik Yediyah ki Yediyah. However, Biechanan says, Kashem Shi Yediyah is Vadi Ba'alma Meschalkas Lachatayis, Kech Yediyah Savik Meschalkas Lashamis. Rebbe is saying, just as Yediyah, Vadi Yediyah between two Vadi Averas creates a separate Chiv Chatas for each Vadi Avera, so too a Safik Yediyah between two Safik Averas can create a separate Chiv Asham Tali for each Safik Avera. Apparently, Rechnan holds, Yediyah is Sveikas Ein Meschalkas Lachatayis. A Safik Yediyah between two Vadi Averas is not considered like a Vadi Yediyah, and accordingly, Rechnan holds regarding Tumas Mikdash, Le'asu Safik Yediyah Ki Yediyah. However, here in the case of Shnei Shevilin, Rabbi Yechon holds Asu Savik Yediyah Kediyah, while Rish Lakish holds Loi Asu Savik Yediyah Kediyah. The Gemara reconciles as follows. Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yechon Loi Kasha, Kan Asu V'loi B'chol Tar Kula Asu. Only regarding Tumas Mikdash do we say Asu Savik Yediyah Kediyah because the Lake Sivi Yediyah Behedyah. The Pasuk does not mention the word Yediyah, and Yediyah B'tchil is derived merely through the word Venelam. Therefore, a Savik Yediyah is sufficient. However, regarding other averis, we say Loi Asu Savik Yediyah Kediyah, because there the pasuk states Oy Hoyde Lav Chatase became known to him. The word Hoyde teaches Yediyah Mal Yasa Beinon. For Yediyah B'Saif, a complete Yediyah is required. And Rish Lakish holds, according to Rebbe, regarding both Tumas Mikdash and Bakalat Terakula, Asu Savik Yediyah Kediyah. And he merely explained the Mishnah's second case according to Rabbi Shmuel, but not according to Revi, because Hakamash Malan, Rabbi Shmuel, Loi Bo Yedi Betchila. He wanted to teach Rabbi Shmuel's opinion that even regarding Karban Oil V'Yared, Yedi Betchila is not required. Hanulach Perek Yedias HaTomah, we have Baruch Hashem completed the second parak of Masechta Shavuos, and in the next year, we'll begin the third parak, Shavuos 2, Be'ezus Hashem.